We come finally to outcome 4.8, resolve conflicts in relationships. This section was written by Bev van Rensburg, who has been lecturing this course at SATS for many years. She has based it on the book The Peacemaker by Ken Sandy, and an excellent tool for addressing personal hurts, Fresh Start. This valuable set of peacemaking principles and suggested ways of moving towards restoration of damaged relationships and healing of hurts can apply to all walks of life and to all ages, even to little children and the elderly. In this section, we will learn about the principles of conflict resolution. What is conflict? Sandy defines it as a difference in opinion or purpose that frustrates someone's goals or desires. These can arise from differences in people's tastes and even includes fights, quarrels, church divisions, and lawsuits. Four main causes of conflict. 1. Misunderstandings, resulting from poor communication. See Joshua 22:10-34. 2. Differences in values, goals, gifts, calling, priorities, expectations, interests, or opinions. Sandy reminds us that God made us different from each other. Acts 15:39, 1 Corinthians 12:12-31. When handled properly, disagreements in these areas can stimulate productive dialogue, encourage creativity, promote helpful change, making life more interesting. He encourages us to seek unity in our relationships, but at the same time not demand that others always agree with us. Ephesians 4:1-13. Instead of avoiding all conflicts, we should rejoice in God making us different from each other, and learn to accept and work together with people who simply see things differently from ourselves. See Romans 15:7 and 14:1-13. Number 3, competition. Competition over limited resources, such as time or money. This often causes disputes in families, churches, and businesses. See Galatians 13:1-12. 4. Sinful attitudes and habits that lead to sinful words and actions. See James 4:1-3. This is what Paul told the Christians in Corinth when religious, legal, and dietary disputes threatened to divide their church. We read in 1 Corinthians 10:31 to chapter 11 verse 1 from the NIV. So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jews, Greeks, or the church of God, even as I try to please everybody in every way. For I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. Follow my example, as I follow the example of Christ. Principles of conflict resolution. Consider the 4 G's, at least in the English, before each response you make to a person in the conflict. Glorify God. Will your response please God? Get the log out of your own eye. Will you show a humble attitude? You are also a sinner. Even if you caused 5% of the conflict, you should express regret that they have been hurt. Gently restore those caught in sin. Are you willing to be kind to them? And lastly, go and be reconciled. As best as you can, knowing God is the vindicator, pray. So those four G words are glorify God, get the log out of your own eye, gently restore those caught in sin, and go and be reconciled.